Now is it on? Okay. Can we have the children come forward for the children's story this morning? And while they're coming forward, I'm going to give you an outlook on what our Pathfinder Club has been doing. Sam has been teaching a class for us in wood carving. So far, one for the Pathfinders and nothing for death. It's really scary when you give these kids something to carve with. What are you going to use without risking their fingers or toes or whatever they decide to chop on? So, we have, of course, you're wondering too how the class went out. Well, one of the requirements for the class was to carve soap. So we brought soap and Bob Tooley brought our soap down for us. And after one class, they had carved their soap. And every time you make a mistake, you just keep carving until the mistake's gone. And pretty soon we had like one thing carved that day and piles of soap chips all over the place. But not to worry, they did better the next week. And then we had a little bit of wood burning. That saved our soap a lot. And eventually we got to where we took our soap chips and mixed them up and we had artwork with the pieces. The Pathfinder Club does a lot of really fun things, though. I mean, just before that, we had a class with Dr. Laspey teaching it, where we had rock climbing, and of course we try to get the kids to go all the way up there without falling. And you know, it's really embarrassing to explain to the parents why they don't have any kids left anymore, because we foolishly lost a few in our Pathfinder meetings. So I thought you'd like to at least hear that most of the kids, well, all the kids have survived so far. Now, some of the other things that we do, we take them swimming, we go on hikes, things. Well, we decided that, now you may not know it, but when Jesus made sermons, almost all of his sermons were out in the middle of nowhere. He would take hikes and preach. And so in the interest of that, we thought we would give you a rundown of one of ours. We decided to take the kids out to Mount Thielson. And while we were on the hike, we would have our Sabbath school on the trail. And then church, well, we stopped at the tree line. So above us, no trees, hardly at all, just a few, you know, bristlecone pines, little short things that are thousands of years old, and below us, all the trees. We stopped there. We had our church service. We went just a little bit higher, and as we went up this mountain, it just kept getting steeper and steeper. How many of you guys have been to Thielson? When you get almost to the top, you get to a section about 400 feet where it feels like you're going straight up. Now, it's not really true. It just feels like it if you're scared of heights like some of us. Not like Dr. Laspey, who does these really scary things all the time. We got up there, and finally we got up there to sign off at the top. But something interesting happened. While we were coming back down, we ran up against a section where the trees were laying down. A huge section, like from here, clear to the freeway, maybe 200 acres of trees, just flattened. What in the world happened? What happened to the trees? How come they all fell over? You think maybe a hurricane hit them? Yeah? You don't have a whole lot of hurricanes. A tornado, maybe? Maybe? I've seen that before. We were going over to my wife's, you know, where her relatives were at, and we went through an area where they had tornadoes, and when the plane was coming in, you could see trails through the trees where the tornado had just ripped all the trees out. When the houses were there, all you saw was just the slabs for the garages, you know, where they had concrete slabs. But this is sort of strange, because if you had a tornado up there, why didn't it knock all the trees down? And so while I'm thinking about this, I thought, you know, this is really strange, because the trees are kind of funny. They all went down, and they all pulled the roots up. And so you look out there, and here's these roots sticking way up in the air, and this yellowish-type rock there. And so I thought, wow, let's find out what went wrong here. So would you like to volunteer to help me here? I brought one of the rocks. These trees are burrowed into the rocks there. So pick out a rock you think you can carry. Here, I'll help you. Whoops. Oh, you're doing really good. Pick it up. Raise it up high. Maybe everybody can see you. Don't drop it on your head. We precious few heads around here. Okay, bring it back down here. Now, that's strange. That's a pretty good-sized rock. You find a regular rock and try to lift it like that. Now, some of them, the other ones, here we go. Try one of these. Yep, lift these up, hold them up. They are they heavy? No, huh? And what do you think? Those trees had grown into this area here, and their roots had sunk down solidly. All right, maybe not so solidly, because when I looked at the trees, they were all down on their side, and these rocks were sticking way up in the air, hooked to the roots. What happened? What do you think? Well, that's a pretty good guess, but I can give you a little idea. If you were to be a tree and you wanted to stay put in the middle of a big windstorm, what would you think you would anchor your roots to?
Well, if I was alive at that point, I would have my feet grab rocks.
Okay, you think you'd get heavier rocks than this?
Pretty much.
That doesn't look very safe, does it? I think what happened here, and I'm sure that I'm right, is that that's a volcano. And it was blowing these rocks out. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but these rocks, when they come out, they're...
So it's kind of like Crater Lake.
That's right. It's like Crater Lake. And when you get there, you're going to find... These are called pumice. They're really light because there's so much air and stuff in them. When these rocks blew out of the volcano, they were so hot, they boiled. And then they cooled with all this air in them, and that's really what it was. No, the problem is the trees had to anchor onto something, and so they put their roots right down into this pumice, and something terrible happened. Now, these trees can get old. Back there, you can find trees that are only this tall that are 85 years old. I mean, this is way up on the mountain, and some of those trees were really tall. That means for years and years and years, these trees were growing there, but when a big wind came, what happened? Yep. And when they came down, they didn't all come down because some of those trees had their roots stuck inside of really heavy soil, good solid rocks and dirt and stuff. But the trees that were anchored into the pumice, what happened to them? 200 acres of trees were just laying on their sides. It wasn't very good for them at all, was it? Now, you might say to yourself, I'm sorry. I should be out there dusting my rocks more often and brushing the spiders off. Okay, so what the problem was here is that these poor trees had anchored into something. Now, let's just say that when you anchor into something, did Jesus ever say anything about that? Yeah, see, I picked up a whole bunch of these. Why don't you open it up and give every one of the kids here one rock out of that? Can you open that? Yeah, there we go. I want every one of you guys to have a rock. And this rock, when you go back, you're going to feel how lightweight they are. And by the way, I really appreciate your help here. You're a good helper this morning. We'll try not to make too big a mess of the church's floor here, but it's a worthy cause. Okay? Now, there's something about this. They put an anchor down into that stuff, and Jesus talks about this too. He says you need to find something really solid, a good solid rock to put something in. And you know what? When Jesus says the rock, he actually claims to be a rock himself. Now, what does it mean if you put your roots down into a rock? For this thing here, it saved the trees, didn't it? The trees that put their roots down into something were still on the hillside. The ones that got into this soft, easy stuff are down on the ground. You know, that's hard to get those out, isn't it? When you put your roots down into a rock, what does that mean? I mean, we have some funny sayings here. We got their pastor up here. Maybe he can tell us what it means to put your... Well, I could probably guess, but, you know, when you're doing a sermon, sometimes you come up with something and you're trying to say all right, let's just see. For you kids, you might want to be a sunbeam. What does that mean? Okay, and maybe you want to be a lamb. Or for the older folks, here's a good one here. Fall on the rock. Now, you've heard that one before. Now, we had our class. In our class, we were taking rock climbing. Dr. Laspey, wasn't that what we were supposed to avoid doing, is falling on the rocks? We were harnessed in with ropes and safety and everything else. But you know what? When you're talking about God, falling on the rock's a little bit different. So what does it mean sometimes when we were to anchor ourselves in these rocks? So I made a list of things that you might want to think about. When you're building your life, and that's what you're doing, you're young children and you're building your life. And when you build your life, you can anchor into something. And this is what I'm talking about. If all you care about is making money and getting everything, and you want to get more than your share of everything, that's what most people want, isn't it?
Pretty much, especially yeah. People that live in a mansion.
Okay. If they have a mansion and an expensive car, lots of money, it's kind of like putting your roots into the world, isn't it? And maybe they're also lazy, and they don't want to do hardly anything, and certainly they're not going to do more than their share of anything. Probably that's like putting your roots down.
And probably have a bunch
okay.
of slaves, and the slaves do everything for them.
Okay. Now, if you do this, and you anchor yourself in all these things, what happens when you get to a whole lifetime of getting all these things, and you've anchored your whole life in these things, and you're ready to die, what do you have to show for it? You're going to die, and you're certainly not going to take the things with you. You've made money, and you've got the house and the car.
I'm going to go and give it to the people who live under that bridge.
That would be a really good idea, but now you're slipping.
And worship some of it
You know what? That is really thoughtful. And you know what? You flipped to the other side there, because I was showing all the people that put their roots into the wrong thing. On the other side, you're talking about putting your roots into something good now. Let's look at that. Kindness. You know, though, in junior room, we used to give points to the kids to help our program. And one of the ones that I thought was the best was called a host or a hostess. And what did they do? When someone came into junior room and the hostess was there, what were they supposed to do? What do you think? You're not juniors yet, but you can think.
Yes. A hostess, is it kind of like a host? It does stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a host on that person who makes fun.
Well, not a thing. Okay, what would happen is, let's just say a visitor comes into juniors. Our host or hostess would walk up to that person and say, "Well, I'm really, really, really happy to see you here today. Sign my guest book." Now, they did that so that I could know who it was later.
Oh,
I don't hear very well.
Yep. A star.
Now, what happens after that? They say,
star.
"Could you come sit next to me?" Yeah. And then they say, "This is my good friend over here. Let me introduce you." And you know what? A visitor feels really good after you do that. And they sit down, and this person did all those things. That's called a hostess. They were being kind. Now, what if you say you're going to give more things than you take, so you have something and you share it with them? Do you think that's a little bit like sinking roots into something good?
So it's kind of like if you go to a school that you only bring lunches, and then this kid's mom and dad did not have enough money to get him some food. So
yeah.
So you have a sandwich, and it's cutting in fours. Give him two pieces, or if it's cut diagonally.
No, I'll help you.
Or if it's cut diagonally. You could give them this half.
Yeah. Now, I want to say, if you were a tree and you were sinking your roots into the rocks and into the nice soil instead of this here, now think of yourself as a person. Don't you think if you were doing those things, it would be like putting your roots down into Jesus? Because these are all the things that Jesus would do. And when Jesus says, "Follow me and be like me," this is what it means when it says fall on the rock, and when it says be like Jesus, all these things that we say, this is what it's talking about. When something comes up in your life and really makes trouble, if your roots are in Jesus, you're going to do really well. Okay, if you've got a piece of rock, go ahead, head back to your seats.